So I'm here with Davo after a 2-2 away draw at Petersfield Town. Well, Davo, happy new year, first and foremost. Obviously, there's a fair bit to talk about with the recent loss of the chairman, Steve, and today's game. So I'll let you choose where you start, I guess.
Well, I mean, I've obviously come away from the game hugely disappointed. I thought, we should have won the game. We had plenty of chances to do it, plenty of pressure. Well, I say chances, loads and loads of pressure. It was a bit like the Alamo second half, but we didn't perform today. We were disappointing, really disappointing. But, you know, it pales into insignificance, really, when you talk about, you know, the loss of Steve. You know, he was, not only a chairman, he was a good friend to me, and maybe we'll talk about him a bit more later on in the interview. But, yeah, you know, when you think about it that way, today's game kind of, you know, it would have been nice to get the 3 points, but, yeah, let's not lose too much sleep over it. We've got a point. We haven't lost, and on a horrific pitch, we've come away with a point. So, not the end of the world.
Yeah, and if we're looking at the football side of things, then great start. Obviously, I think it was probably about 20 seconds in. They've taken kick-off, lost the ball, almost gifted it to Pat. Pat's run through, smashed one in the top corner, and you're 1-0 up. And that doesn't happen very often in terms of going into the lead. So at that point, you must have been 20 seconds in, you must have been absolutely delighted and thinking that hopefully you go on and get 2, 3, 4, 5 and don't comfortably get 3 points.
Yeah, I mean, it was a good finish, wasn't it? It was a great start. As you said, don't seem to be used to doing that. And I thought that, you know, we'd go on from there and really, really put them to the sword. But it didn't pan out that way. Let them back in it straight away. With it's a good finish from the lad, but he's got himself a chance to shoot far, far too easy. It's a good finish, but very sloppy defensively, give him a chance to smash in a good strike for 1-1, and then almost pretty quick after that they've gone 2-1 up with a routine lumped ball in the box header, fairly unmarked, 2-1 to them. And yeah, to be 2-1 down after such a good start was a really disappointing situation. But from there, rest of the half was kind of nip and tuck, really. We had the better of the play, plenty of chances, plenty of bits of pressure and stuff, but we never got going. As I said, the pitch was dreadful, and you know, a lot of people have said that when they've come here, but you know, I'm not blaming them. You know, they've set the pitch up as best as they can, and weather didn't help, and it was tricky to play on, but especially after an 18-20 day layoff that we've had. But you know, all in all, it was disappointing half for sure.
Yeah, there was one big chance at the end of the first half as well where Ben White Chalky's taken it past the centre half. He's gone round the keeper and you think he's going to just slot for 2-2, and the lad comes flying back and clears it off the line almost out for a corner, and had that gone in then maybe the second half would have been slightly different.
Yeah, maybe it was Chalky done well to go round him, but he probably maybe could have put a bit more on the finish, but I was not expecting the defender to run back, and he's cleared it well. So, yeah, disappointing that he didn't equalise, which would have probably really hurt them. But then, having said that, yeah, we scored pretty early in the second half, didn't we, really? So, didn't really, it didn't affect them too much.
Yeah, the second half, obviously, as you say, you got the early goal, set yourself up beautifully, really, for sort of the last 30, 35 minutes. Good corner, good delivery in from yourself, Josh Arfield, good run, well timed. Headed down, and suddenly it's 2-2, and as I say, you give yourself sort of 30, 35 minutes of trying to win the game.
Yeah, absolutely, and I thought we had loads of chances, lots of shots across the goal, and maybe didn't quite connect with the finish properly, and keeper made 2 or 3, 4 good saves. Decisions didn't, in my opinion, go particularly for us either. It just wasn't to be, really. It didn't seem like it was going to be our day, and you know, bearing in mind they're languishing in where they are in the league, you know, they're at home against a side who's only sort of 4 or 5 places above them. You know, they're running the ball, being encouraged to run the ball into the corners for a draw, so that tells you sort of how the game was going. And it's disappointing, but we live to fight another day, don't we?
Yeah, the biggest thing after the goal, I guess, really, was there was a lot of, as you say, maybe the Alamo, and there was a lot of pressure. Most of it came, though, from long-range strikes, and Danilo came on, had a couple. I think Chalky had one. Maybe yourself, I can't remember all of them, but inevitably a lot of it was from longer distance rather than working something into a goal-scoring opportunity.
Yeah, and I think the pitch largely was the reason for that. They had a four at the back with the two midfielders sat quite deep, and they sort of sat back quite, and it was quite difficult to get in behind them. So we kind of tried to move the ball around a bit, but we ended up getting some shots in from range where they gave us a little bit of space from 20, 25, 30 yards, and the keepers had to make some good saves, and we didn't. A couple of times we saved it, parried it out, didn't quite fall to us, sort of following in and stuff like that. But yeah, I'd agree, we didn't carve him open particularly, but we had lots of half decent play and didn't really capitalise on it, really.
And Petersfield, in terms of a club, obviously I know you know the manager quite well, and as you rightly said earlier, they are languishing down the bottom. What do you see for them moving forward?
Well, Robbo's a good guy, and he's a friend of mine, and they've got a right man at the helm for it, and I'm sure fingers crossed they can do enough to stay up. You never know, it might take a reprieve, or they've just got to keep going, haven't they? We've got to play them again at our place, and we'll look forward to seeing them again. But they're a nice club. I thought they dealt with the minute silence well, and lots of respect there. So yeah, I've got a lot of time for them as a club, and Robbo as a guy as well.
And you say obviously the minute silence, and obviously on to Steve, with much sadder note than the game. great man for the club, carried the club off the pitch by all accounts, had fingers in all sorts of pies with the council and club and committees of different clubs. Just a great guy and a real sad miss.
Yeah, I mean, I can't even begin to put into words my sort of feelings about it. He's, everybody knows we've not got a big budget, we've struggled, and with the best will in the world, we're never going to be, as a club, really expecting much more than staying up each year. And he knew that, and he even when we were on some bad runs of 7, 8, 9, 10 defeats in a row, and a couple of heavy defeats, at no point did he ever question me or feel that I was doing anything wrong, or he was always there for support and to pick me up. As a manager, it's difficult because there isn't really anybody that can pick you up. You're always the one who's picking people up, players, coaches, supporters that you speak to. You've always got to try and put a brave face on it, and he was the one person that always was there for me to give have a chat with, and he was always positive. He did so much off the pitch. I couldn't even begin to go into it. Between me and him, we've done an awful lot to keep the club going, and his efforts off the pitch have been nothing short of magnificent. Never let me down at any point. So, as I said, I'd say I can't express in words. I've tried, but I can't. And he's going to be a really, really sad loss to the club. He's a sad loss to me as a friend and as a man. And I just hope that people at the club can carry on the good work that he's done, and the players and all the staff and everybody are just going to fight as hard as they can to give him a fitting tribute of finishing the season well. There'll be nothing we can do more than that. So such a sad loss, really sad for his family. You think about how bad our loss is and how devastated I am, how must they feel, and I really hope that they can feel proud but come the end of the season of the efforts that we go to for him. So rest in peace, Steve. Really, absolutely devastated, and we'll do our best to fight on in his honour.
And obviously today being an away game, next Saturday or the Saturday coming will be your first home game since his passing, and I understand you're looking to do a minute's applause.
Yeah, absolutely, it's the right thing to do. We don't want to, it is sombre, it's horrendously sad, but we want to celebrate what he's done in a way. So a minute's applause for all that he's done. We've done the minute's silence today, but a minute's applause is fitting for him on the day, and let's hope we can have a better performance on the pitch than today.
Thanks very much for your time.
Cheers, mate.